The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to start by talking about dental screening because about 100,000 primary school children in the country were denied dental screening appointments last year. Eimear Tobin is an Aintu councillor in County Meath and she's with me now. Eimear, what's the situation here?
Well, look, first of all, thanks a million for giving me the opportunity to talk about it. We don't hear enough about the dental screening services and how far they have fallen. Basically, the last number of years, you would have had the head of the Irish Dental Association come out talking about a 10-year backlog in trying to catch up with all the appointments and young children that need to be screened. And nothing has changed. If anything, the waiting lists have got longer. You know yourself, Kieran, looking around various towns, there's lots of new primary schools being built for children. The number of children going to school is increasing, and yet nothing has been done to bolster screening services. And I just think it's going to cause huge problems down the line. It's going to lead to far more invasive dentistry, cause serious pain. And if you're anything like me, I have a huge fear of going to the dentist. I just think it'll lead to bad habits for children when they grow up into adulthood if they don't get these screening services in time.
You have your own kids. Did they go through the system wherein they were seen in a timely manner, or did they suffer with this backlog?
Well, I have four children, and the youngest now is in first year, in second school, and he was only seen about 6 weeks ago, and they picked up something which was great, and they were able to treat it, and it was great because it meant it didn't get any worse, and he didn't have to suffer too much. But the other children, I mean, normally there's supposed to be three screening appointments during the 8 years of primary school, second, fourth, and sixth class. They may have been seen once, and to tell the truth, I can't remember fully because I know the odd time I did bring them privately when something more serious came, you know, to my attention. But with my youngest child, you know, and I would have always have encouraged really good, you know, dental hygiene because, you know, I'd say to the children, it's really, really sore if you get a toothache, so just do this and you'll be fine. But I was, you know, pretty shocked when I have put up a few posts on social media about it, and a lot of parents have came to me from Meath and even outside of Meath talking about the fact that their own children haven't been seen at all. So it was only when I sent in a good few parliamentary questions into the Louth and Meath HSE rep line that I realised that the waiting lists are so long and that there's so many unfilled dentist physicians and hygienist physicians and dental nurses.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are staff there, not so much the dentists, maybe the nurses, that would like to increase their time, but they just can't get funding. Like, I know the embargo has been lifted since last summer, but it doesn't feel like it's been lifted. That's what I'm hearing on the ground.
You know, the temptation is to suggest that kids who are not encouraged maybe to clean their teeth all that often are the ones who are going to lose out. But I think actually all kids, just in my own experience, Eimear, lose out on this front, because I would think we do a pretty good job of encouraging the kids to brush their teeth. Yet when we've brought them to the dentist always has some sort of, how will I put it, negative feedback for the advice we're giving them. You know, you need them to do a bit more flossing, or they're probably brushing their teeth a little wrong in this direction, or those teeth are a bit dirtier than they should be. You know, and I would think we would have thought a good job, but we're not dentists at the end of the day. There's a reason they train for that length of time and they get paid that amount of money. It's because they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, no, you're spot on, because when my youngest there went and met the dentist in Meath, you know, the dentist took 3 minutes out after the appointment and said, look, this is what you need to do with your teeth. You know, they're pretty good, but they could do a little bit of improvement. And, you know, I could spend 5 days talking about how to do it better, but he would listen to the dentist, so, you know, immediately and take on board for yourself. So I was really, really appreciative because I know these dentists are flat out busy, you know, but the fact they took 3 minutes afterwards to you know, impart a little bit of knowledge that the child is far less likely to dismiss if it was coming from a parent. You know, I just thought that was really, really time well spent on the part of the dentist. But look, the bottom line is, it is only going to continue to be as bad as it is, if not worse, unless more public or more dentists are attracted into the job. And I have talked to numerous dentists in the public sphere, both inside Meath and out, and they've all said the same. It is coming down to salary. And it isn't, you know, necessarily any other factor. Unless the government recognises that they have to pay them properly, our situation is going to be worse. And our children are going to go into secondary school with tooth decay and you know, missed diagnoses and far greater problems down the line.
Yeah, one person's already after getting in touch on this front. Dentist appointments are just so expensive, it's not feasible for lots of parents to bring their kids privately to the dentist. We rely on these checks, and I know so many families that do too, especially in a cost of living crisis. Well, I know, Emer, you mentioned the Irish Dental Association. Dr. Bridget Harrington Barry is a HSE dentist based in Galway and president-elect of the association and is with us now. Bridget, you're welcome to the show. So what's the issue from the point of view of you and your members?
Well, thank you, first of all, Kieran, for your continued interest in dental health. And Emer, congratulations on your election, and I absolutely welcome your discussion and the support that you've shown just in that few minutes for the Public Dental Service. To answer your question, Kieran, the service is there. We have had, I mean, the maths speak for themselves. We've had a 25% decrease in HSE staff since 2009. And alongside that decrease in staff, we've had a 25% increase in eligible population. So, you know, the maths speak volumes. The limiting factor is the staffing. We don't have enough staff. It's all about access, and the roadblock to that access is not having enough staff. And once people get the access, the service is brilliant. And the feedback we get and I get from patients is it is getting into us, and then it's once they get in, the service is super. But it is that access, and that's the stumbling block.
And what is it that prevents then dentists taking up those positions, as you say? If it's an access thing, it's a resourcing thing. Is it, as Emer said, that it's just not seen as lucrative enough?
I don't think it's just that, to be honest. I think certainly the recruitment process, I mean, I'm not going to bore you with that, and I'm not hugely familiar with it because I'm a clinician first and foremost, but the recruitment process is very cumbersome. And I think to make it less cumbersome, I think would make it easier to recruit staff. And I know the Irish Dental Association has been working with the HSC on that, making it more streamlined. And I think it's more so a recognition that we are understaffed. For the 25% decrease we've had in HSC staff in the dental service, there has been increases in other HSC staff in other areas at the same time. So I think it's a recognition that we are understaffed. And from a staffing point of view, IDA have been advocating the reintroduction of a scheme called the vocational training scheme, which is it's a postgraduate year after you qualify. It's like an internship. And that was in place in 2003. We've been looking to have that reintroduced. And we had a recent meeting with our new health minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, and she seemed very positive about the reintroduction of something like that.
So that was a version of, I guess, kind of mandatory military service, is that you qualify as a dentist, and whatever your plans are afterwards, you spend a year doing this.
Well, in the UK, it's mandatory. In Ireland, when we had it, it was optional, and those things would need to be tweaked out. But I certainly think it would be something that we should be, we do advocate for it, and we should be looking into it.
And are we training enough dentists, Bridget?
I don't think so. And even, for example, there was funding put aside for a new dental hospital in Cork, in UCC, and that funding was withdrawn. That would have increased their graduates, their entries, and we were not getting the amount of dentists that we should be getting into the Irish system.
Do you suspect that there is on some level, Bridget, a kind of a lingering attitude from years ago that when it comes to dental health, that there's something almost cosmetic about it rather than other areas of healthcare? You know, that it's not an explicit thing, but maybe there's just a cultural hangover of that attitude.
There's possibly a cultural hangover, certainly to do with all sorts of dentistry. I know Emer mentioned there about being afraid of the dentist. And it's funny.
Well, I didn't want to admit it, Bridget, but I'm kind of in Emer's boat there now a little bit.
I think actually my first job, to give you a laugh, my first job, I was sitting in the waiting room with the patient, and I was thinking, he doesn't realise I'm actually more nervous than he is. We've all been there. There is a hang up, I think, with dentistry. I think we've always been the Cinderella of the health service or of the medical stratosphere. Certainly I have HSC experience, I suppose, more than anything. We have a very collegiate environment that we work together. I'm very lucky. I actually, my main interest is special care dentistry within the HSE, and I work in the regional hospital here in Galway, and I have a fabulous team. And I'm really lucky that I work alongside my colleagues in MaxFax, where we can lean on their expertise and treat patients together. That kind of collaboration is invaluable, and it would be lovely to see something like that throughout the country. But I'm very lucky in Galway, really, even though my waiting list is 2 years, I'm very lucky in Galway, whereas in other areas, we have lack of access across the board for general anaesthetic in Dublin, Kildare and Wicklow. So it's, as Emer said, you want the first experience of dentistry for a child to be a positive experience.
Yeah.
And we're not getting that if we're not getting into them sooner.
And I know this is kind of tangential to the point of those dental screening appointments, but given that you mentioned the special care dentistry, we often on this show talk about the paucity of services for children with additional needs. What's the picture like when it comes to dentistry provision for that cohort?
Well, I suppose we are part of that kind of lack of infrastructure generally for disability care. Again, it comes down to screening. Prevention is much easier, cheaper, and less painful than cure. I have access here in the University Hospital here in Galway, and it'd be great to have more access. That's always going to be a rallying cry of anyone within the HSE. But again, it's to focus on prevention. And even though in our mainstream schools, we should be screening second, fourth and sixth, and Amy, you're quite right, kids should be seen 3 times in their school term. And you were lucky, I think, that your daughter was seen in first year. I think there's a lot of areas that are seeing their sixth class screening in transition year. That's effectively a 16 to 17 year waiting list to see a dentist. That's uncalled for. And again, it goes back to not having the resources for staffing infrastructure.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking about the kids themselves who are kind of in transition, as you say, age 16 or 17. I mean, if their adult teeth have come in when they're kind of 7, 8, 9, 10, and they're in their head and they're not cleaning them, they're not taking care of them until they're 16, 17 before they're pointed out the error of their ways, kind of irreparable damage could be done.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that first visit could be something that you need work done. You need something, nobody wants to be thinking about having a tooth out, but that may be something that has to be done. And that's your first visit with the dentist, we want it to
but
be
if you
a
weren't,
nicer visit.
If you weren't afraid of the dentist before, you will be if your first visit involves ripping a tooth out of your head.
We're not that bad. Ideally, I think in an ideal world, I think we would be seeing youngsters earlier than second class. Second class is when they're seven or eight. I know from my colleagues here in the HSE nationally, we'd like to be seeing them a lot sooner. Prevention is all about prevention. And there's so many innovations in prevention that we can't get to do that. We're constantly firefighting. Mm. And even from a anecdotal point of view, we are referring kids as young as 4, 5 for general anaesthetic for extraction of baby teeth, and six years of age, they have their adult teeth, and we could be taking those out as well. Like that, that shouldn't be the way it is. And the solution is pretty straightforward,
Listen, Bridget, thanks a million for joining us. Emer, you too. Dr. Bridget Harrington-Barry is a HSE dentist based in Galway, President-elect of the Irish Dental Association, and Emer Tobin is an AIM2 counsellor in Meath. Our dentist used to tell the kids to brush the teeth they wanted to keep, and it worked. Good advice. Somebody else says, delighted you're highlighting the lack of dental appointments in the HSE. In Leash Offaly, children are being called during transition year for their first dental screening. Actually, that's the point that Bridget just made. I work in dentistry and I see the results. If nothing else, the HSE need to be upfront and say they are failing and tell parents to go privately. Parents think they will be seen and it never happens. Regarding the recruitment of dentists, it's very, very difficult to recruit dentists anywhere outside of the capitals. The dental schools in Ireland are filled with 50% of paying overseas students. A large number are travelling to Canada and Australia for better money and a better life. It's not just money, as it's housing as well, the lack of supply thereof. We're going to come back to the housing issue and the question of rents a little bit later. In the meantime, thank you for those texts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.